Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Well, you're listening to The Healthy Self on Radio MD, and I'm Michael. I have with me my guest today and friend and sometime co-host, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who has written over 25 books, is fabulous, has all kinds of knowledge. In fact, I would recommend you go and check out her website. You know the www.bit, and it's SusanSmithJones.com. And Susan has so much information to share from a supplement point of view, because I'm not a food person. You know, my job is as a practitioner is to facilitate healing, because the true healing is your body. However, you must give your body what it needs. So for more information about supplements, take a look at my website, michaelshealth.com. Enough about me. Welcome to the show, Susan. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you, Michael.
Well, today let's talk about some more about food and some of the things that, some specific foods that people can look at that will help to burn calories. I remember reading a long time ago that celery was fabulous for that, because it took more calories to consume celery than you would get from celery. So what other kinds of things would you recommend from a food point of view?
Yeah, the foods that are highest in water content, that's your fruits and your vegetables, and especially leafy green vegetables and big, beautiful salads with lots of vegetables in it, because it takes a while to chew, and like you just said, it takes almost more calories to burn these foods and to be able to utilize them, and they're very rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and that good fiber that you and I talked about on a previous show. And you want to make sure, especially if you want to be healthy and lose weight, you've got to change your color palette. You want to ditch the white stuff, white foods like white flour, bread and pasta, sugars, cakes, pies, muffins, donuts, because they're bound to add pounds to your waistline and little or nothing to your nutrition. You know, they're usually empty calorie foods, meaning they give you calories but no nutritional value. And so you ditch the white stuff, but there are a few white foods that actually are good for you, you know, like onions and garlic and cauliflower. But you want to aim to eat a rainbow of fruits and vegetables every day, colorful foods that contain concentrations of nutrients vital to a healthy body. So load up, Michael, on things like tomatoes, oranges, blueberries, spinach, beans, squash, apples, berries, grapes. Be adventurous with other things like kale, kiwi, eggplant, pomegranates, rutabagas, avocado is nature's butter, apricots, and more. These are the foods that you want to fill up on, and remember to eat the high-fiber foods first. And watch out for portion distortion. Most people eat much more than their body needs. In fact, most overweight people, Michael, have a poor perception of an appropriate portion size, resulting in overeating.
Well, you know, there's quite a few things you said that I wanted to comment on. First off, in terms of white foods, you know, when I do consumer lectures, I keep it, again, because I'm not a food person per se, I don't think along those lines, but I do tell people, look at the, you know, sugar, salt, white flour are all useless products from one point of view. And look at cocaine, crack, heroin, THC. All of those are also white poisons. So eliminate the white when it's not right. Another thing you talked about was onions and garlics. I am such a firm believer in them. First off, onions are so loaded with sulfur, which is fabulous for the immune system. And, you know, last night I'm watching commercials about Lysol, and the mom was wiping down the kid's lunchbox. Worst thing in the world is making the house so sterile your immune system doesn't get strong. That, too, has to be worked out. And when it comes to garlic, I tell people, eat as much garlic as you possibly can until it actually permeates your skin. And the reason for that is, number one, you won't get sick because no one will get near you. So it's a win-win. And because they won't get near you, you won't have stress. Because if you have the stress, that's going to motivate you to eat more to get rid of the stress. That's going to pack on the weight. So load up on onions and garlic. Don't worry about the breath. It's not how you smell, it's what you say. You know, there's actually a teaching in the Bible that says that. It's not what you eat that defiles you. It's what proceedeth from the heart. It's the things you say emotionally that really make things bad. Susan, there was a thing here on, and you mentioned it about limiting choices, or you didn't mention it, it was something that came to mind about limiting choices. You know, they say that variety is the spice of life. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe too much is excess leading to rejection. What's your take on variety? And by the way, when you went through that litany of foods, I had a rainbow explode in my mind because I could visualize all those things. And it was such a colorful, beautiful palette. You made me hungry. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, you are welcome. Yes. And by the way, on the homepage of my website, I'm giving away one of two free ebooks. It's called The Curative Kitchen. And all these foods we're talking about, I write about, and you can get that absolutely free by clicking. I think we do need variety. It is the spice of life. If you eat the same foods day in, day out, you're only going to get a smaller range of nutrients that your body needs. So you need some variety. And I'm not a believer in saying that you can never eat anything with white sugar, white flour. When you go to Italy, if you have a little bit of your white pasta, that's all right, but you don't need to overdo it. You can be satisfied on less. And I want to talk really quickly about eating slowly. Remember, it takes 20 minutes from start time before you feel it. So slow eating not only aids in digestion, but gives your brain a chance to know what the stomach is doing. So put your fork down in between bites. But on the flip side, Michael, if you have a massive, huge meal like we do on holidays and Christmas and celebrations, the body will produce a second insulin hit if it senses that lots of food is coming in continuously. And to avoid that second hit and all the subsequent fat storage it triggers, you want to finish a massive meal within an hour. You can save the dessert for later, and then you won't be wearing it on your hips.
Again, fabulous advice. You know, one of the things I also read somewhere was talked about sleep, how essential sleep was. And I do believe in a different show you did talk about the benefits of sleep. One of the things that leafy green vegetables provide, unfortunately, not enough, but it's minerals, calcium. And if you take minerals, a multi-mineral, and when I say a multi-mineral, I'm talking calcium, magnesium, zinc, iron, potassium, chromium, everything, because again, nothing stands alone. If you do a multi-mineral and you take it a half hour to 45 minutes before you go to bed, you will have fabulous sleep. And the nice thing, you won't wake up feeling drugged in the morning. If you have a question that pertains to anything, actually, because as I tell people, I have opinions on everything and I am willing to share, drop me a line with your question and we will get it answered. You can write to me at michael383@me.com and go to Susan's website, because when it comes to food, she's the expert.